This point is illustrated by the story of when the army of Yen was besieging the capital city of Qi. The Qi general openly said, "My only fear is that the Yen army may cut off the noses of their Qi prisoners and place them in the front rank to fight against us. That would be the undoing of our city." The other side, being informed of this speech, at once acted on the suggestion. But those within the city were enraged at seeing their fellow countrymen thus mutilated, and fearing only lest they should fall into the enemy's hands, were nerved to defend themselves more obstinately than ever. Once again, the Qi general allowed spies to report his words to the enemy. "What I dread most is that the men of Yen may dig up the ancestral tombs outside the town, and by inflicting this indignity on our forefathers, cause us to become faint-hearted." Immediately, the besiegers dug up all the graves and burned the corpses lying in them. And the defenders, witnessing the outrage from the city walls, wept passionately and were all eager to go out and fight, their fury being increased tenfold. The Qi general knew then that his soldiers were ready for any enterprise. But instead of a sword, he himself took a mattock in his hands and ordered others to be distributed amongst his best warriors, while the ranks were filled up with their wives and concubines. He then served out all the remaining rations and bade his men eat their fill. The actual soldiers were told to keep out of sight, and the walls were manned with the old and weak men and with women. This done, envoys were dispatched to the enemy's camp to arrange terms of surrender, whereupon the Yen army began shouting for joy. The Qi general also collected 20,000 ounces of silver from the people and got the wealthy citizens of the besieged city to send it to the Yen general with the prayer that when the town capitulated, he would not allow their homes to be plundered or their women to be maltreated. The Yen general, in high good humor, granted their prayer, but his army now became increasingly slack and careless.